أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. ويريد إن آيات الله تعالى تستت إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام with various in various ways, and he passed in all those things, and all those qualities are great qualities which on account of which Allah Ta'ala made him the Imam of the world, and all people follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and have got greatest respect for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And all that was because he had imbued himself with all those qualities which were described over quite a few lessons, and we should also endeavor to bring them within us. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua then to Allah Ta'ala when he had passed all those tests and Allah had given him this great honor. Qala inni ja'iluka linnas imama. On that Allah Ta'ala said, O Ibrahim, we will make you the Imam of people. So today the Jews, Christians, Muslims all adhere and admit of the greatness of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, even the Hindus and the main tribe and clan, the Brahmin, who are the most superior in them, they also claim that they are also the progeny and the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole world revels and honors Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the important thing is not that him as a person, but the qualities that he had and all the sifat. On that, any person, any people who will have those qualities, Allah will accept them also to be in the spiritual progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam and bless them with the greatest honors of this dunya and the akhirat, and that is for the imamate of deen, for the leadership in deen. Qala wa min zurriyati, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, O Allah, you have blessed me with this, grant it to my progeny also. That is, Allah made him the imam, and it is of course not possible in this worldly life that he would live forever and that he would be the imam forever. But the spiritual way of that is his spiritual children will live up to that, and he will be their spiritual father. So in this way, this whole chain will carry on. Allah Ta'ala said, yes, I've granted it to you, but remember one thing, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. فرمایا نہیں پہنچے گا میرا قرار ظالموں کو. But those people who are oppressive and who don't have these qualities, this promise of mine is not for them. So it is that we have to develop those qualities. Then Allah will make us also accepted by Him. And more than that, Allah will make us leaders for the believers. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah will make us imams and leaders, and that is the greatest position a person can have. To be a king in this world for worldly matters, to be a president and a prime minister, or to be the leader or president of any organization, that is nothing whatsoever compared to when Allah Ta'ala gives a person the leadership in deen, that Allah makes him a leader as far as deen matters are concerned. So that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with. And all the different explanations which we had given with regard to the various tests that Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to, according to the general consensus of the mufassirin and the ulama, they are not any particular tests, but all the various tests. Because from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there are various narrations which refer to various tests. So that proves that it isn't any particular test, but generally all those tests which are mentioned. That is, the 40 ayats which have come in the Quran Sharif, 10 at 4 different places in the Quran Sharif. And besides that, what has come in the Hadith Sharif also. All of that, it refers to all of that. And whichever person, whichever organization has those qualities, Allah will choose them and give them the leadership as far as deeni matters are concerned. And it isn't confined to any particular nation. Like the Jews thought that it is now only theirs and it belongs to their family and it will be always in their family. But when these qualities were not in them, and in fact they went against those qualities, Allah Ta'ala took it away from them and put it now in the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that is in the, with the Arabs and with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And still today that same promise of Allah applies, that whoever will develop those qualities, Allah will take this great work of deen from those people. And those who do not have them, then even if it was for generations in their family, Allah Ta'ala will take it away and give it to those people who have those qualities. Allah's connection with people is not as far as family ties are concerned, but as far as these qualities are concerned. No matter which people, white or black, Indian or Chinese, whoever they may be, who have got these qualities, Allah Ta'ala will give them this great honor. And that is open for everyone. Whoever will make effort in that direction and will have those qualities, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with those qualities. Like for example also, very interestingly, people who follow the West and who honor and worship the West, they regard, for example, the Afghanistan woman, the Afghani woman, as very backward, very uneducated. But as far as Iman and Islam, these qualities are concerned, they were very advanced. They had great Imani qualities. So their own children, who also did not have dunya's education, who were not literate, who could not read and write or even, but they had Iman and the Imani qualities, the most sophisticated armies of the world, whether it was the American army, with all their warfare material, with all their jets and planes and all their machine guns and weapons and whatever they had, they send them with their tails between their legs and send them out. And it wasn't only the Americans, but the British tried long ago and they defeated them also. The Russians came and they defeated them also. The Americans came with the alliance of the world and they defeated them also. So when they had those qualities, Allah gave them that position. That the people of the world, with whatever they had and all their know-how and all their technology and all the education of the dunya and all their big, big degrees, didn't help them anything in front of these qualities. So if we also develop those qualities and our mothers also have them and imbue our children with them, then they will be successful. But if we run after the West, their education, their lifestyle, then more disgrace will come upon us. And we will be losers in this world also, and akhirat also. But if we have these Imani qualities, Allah will make us leaders and make us successful in this dunya as well as the akhirat. May Allah bless us with these realities, understand them, and follow them accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.